Okay, so we begin Siman Kuf Tes. So this is really from Kuf Tes till the end of Kuf Yud Aleph to see how well we can do it. But it is like the real somewhat esoteric Hilchos Teruvos, the real theory behind it. So here we have it's just starting the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef tells us it begins by quoting the Gemara from Gimel Hay, which is Beperek Yid Hanasha. Right, so there in the Perek Yid Hanasha it makes the following Hadisnan. Right, so right in the Beis Yosef, so Hadisnan. Yid Hanasha should especially Hagidim Bismach Inan Machiro. Right, if you have a gid anasha that was kicked with other gidim, and then you can't recognize them, they all become aser. Right, so too if you have a piece of nevela, it gets mixed with oshel dag, tummy, or a non-kosher fish, and especially machatichos, that if it get cooked with other pieces, it's not in a makir and kulan asurus, they all become aser. So the Gemara asks, makshinan b'gemara v'liv tale beruba. Why don't we say batal berov? Why don't we say batal berov? So the Gemara answers, umishani. A gid, so it answers with regards to the gid, that's a beria, right? Well, the gid is a beria, the gid is a complete thing, right? And we've said a few times, we've learned that sugya, that was simon kuf aleph, right? Beria ain't a mevatel. So the answer is, well, a gid isn't going to be mevatel because it's a beria, fine. V'achaticha, mishnei v'chaticha, sar uyulis, beria shiny, v'chaticha by the non-kosher chaticha, it answers, v'chaticha ruyu lehiskabed. Oh, why is that piece not batal? Because it's a chaticha ruyu lehiskabed. Right? So it gives an answer to each of them. But what is it? What does that leave you with? I mean, if we keep answering those, that's an exception, or that's an exception to the rule. Well, what's the rule then? Right? The rule is, mashma, the lav time the barrier, the chaticha, really sky, wasn't for those reasons, havli batli barov, so then it should be batli barov. So what does it sound like here? Chad betray, if you have one piece that's not kosher, two pieces that are kosher, and you don't know which one is which. So, it can be, it's batal, right? V'hachinag v'asher perek, v'reish perek v'hataruvus, v'reish beitzah, v'chasuvatosus, v'arash, v'arash, v'aran, right? That filu isur d'rabanan leika, k'damash mahacha. That there isn't even an isur d'rabanan when it comes to batal barov. If you have a taruvus, and it's min b'mino, right? If it's the same types of things, right? So keep in mind, min b'mino, if it's not the same type, so then you'd be able to find it, right? This is yavesh, right? These are dry pieces of meat, or dry pieces of things that gets mixed together. You just don't know which one I need to take out. So what do we say? We say, bitl berov. So it says, v'apal pisha ha-raivin, now the raivin perish, tahad ha-makshi b'levatli beruva, la beruva mamishkam, or dahainu chad betray, right? It's not exactly a rov, it's one and two, right? So daha midurbanan, shishim be'inan, right? That it's not just, when we say rova, right, which is one and two, right? That's only but midrabanan. You require 60 beinan el beravyakam or the high nushishim. When it talks about bittel brov, it really talks about 1 and 60. V'chenir midivrei Rashi, v'chenir shudas a Rambam, and so too the Rambam seems to say that as well.
So we're saying
he says
that
many disagree.
1 and 2 is not. It has to be 1 and 60. Or
right.
1 and 2
so
is pretty good derivation.
Right. So he's quoting this.
60 is derivana.
Right. That's the derivative. It says, and that's what he claims the Rambam would hold as well. He says, however, the Rash for the Ran and Tosfos and Rashi and those opinions that are quoted above all say that it's good, that it is 100, that it becomes batal, 1 and 2. 1 and 2 become batal, right? So if you have a couple of two hamburgers and three packages of meat that come from Giant, two of them have the kosher and one of them doesn't, then the label falls off all of them. So all three of them would be kosher. All three of them would be ruled to be kosher once you've bought them and you have them all in your possession and all that kind of stuff.
But the 1 and 60 we don't worry about, or it's only he's talking only derisively.
In this case, we don't have to worry about it. When do we worry about it? So what's the lumpness here, right? So we're what's the 160 thing? What's the deal with the 160?
Some liquid and stuff.
Well, what's the theory of 160?
You get the taste.
The theory of 160 is tamki ikker, right?
Yeah.
If you hold tamki ikker, so that's where you need to, and that's where you need it to be 160th. So then the Gemara comes along. Okay, well, what about if you have min b'mino by a davar lach? You know, by things that are moist. So the Gemara says, well, that's a gezeir min b'mino atu min ve'eno mino. So we say that that's usher too. So then comes these Rishonim, the Rishonim that say it's Mutter, the Rush, the Ran, the Rashba, and they say, okay, but why is it? Why is it that we have a Gezeir Min B'Mino Atu Min B'She'en Omino? Right? Because you can't separate it. Right? But a Min B'Mino Yavish B'Yavish Taruvis, he says, that's by definition different than something that's going to require shishim. Why? Because if it was min be'eno mino, what could I do? I could take it out, right? I would notice exactly what it was. So therefore comes those Rishonim and say that they only come mutter, that it actually becomes mutter. Then you have these other Rishonim saying, Rambam and the Ravid saying that it's usher. So how do we paskin? So we'll see. We paskin. Let's go now. Hold the place here. We're going to come back here. Let's go to the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is found. Kuf Tess, properly entitled Din Yavish B'Yavish Shendis Arev. Dry things that get mixed up. So chaticha she'ina ru'uya lehischavid. Right. So you have again. You have a chaticha that's ina ru'uya lehischavid. There's nothing unique about it. Shendis Arev be'achiris. Like it's mixed with others. Min b'mina Yavish B'Yavish. Right. Min b'mina and everything is dry. What does it mean? Dahainu she'in. Nivlal, that there's no blilos that take place. Now what happens if there's blilos that gets take?
Chatichas nas would be in the bailo.
Right. So that's sif beis. I mean, once you this right that's sif beis. So that's next week. Nivlal ba'iser omei ba'atmo el shnisari ve'enu makiyo. It gets mixed and it's not noticeable. So chad betray. Right, batel. If you have one and two, it would be batel. Umutter liachlan adam echad, and one person would be able to eat it. Kol acher bifnei atzmo, and one person. Kol echad. It says you have kol echad.
Yeah.
Kol achas even.
Liachlan adam echad. Kol achas bifnei atzmo.
Oh wow! I'm missing a whole.
Kol acha.
I knew I had a trouble. I was having trouble with that before. Okay,
that's probably why it's
acha. Okay. Well, for me it says acher, and I was like, "What kind of what in the world is that talking about?" Kol achas bifnei atzma. Aval lo yochal shulashtam kach, but yacha. But you shouldn't eat all three of them together. Some even aser one person to eat one after another. Okay, so that piece, that's the second half of this Machlok Zishon, which we want to get to. But before we get on to that, let's take a look at the Shach Zion, Vav. Shach Sif Vav, betray bottle, right? Chaticha she'in ru'yulis chavish, and yisar ba'achir is min b'mino, yavish b'yavish, right? Chad betray. Right, so chad betray is the term that keeps getting used. One and two, right? One and two is a very convenient thing because, right, that's the lowest amount that you could possibly have while having a dispute and having a majority, right? Right. So comes the shach and says, "Oh, wait a second. What about if it's 2 and 5, or what about if it's 3 and 7? Right? Is that 1 and 3? Is that because it's the most convenient number, or is that because it's Dafka, in order for it to be Yavish B'Yavish, you require a more significant majority. If it's not a significant majority, then it's not going to work. So the Shach says, very quickly, Berov, right, betray Batel Kolomar Berov, that it's going to be Batel in the majority. Kidachsiv Achri Rab Mlahatos. Vafilu Leika Rov El Bahanach Trey Shehem Ketanim Meha Iser Batel. And even if it's not so much of a Rov, because you have those two that possibly are smaller than the Isser, it's going to be Batel. So, obviously, we don't know that the bigger one is the Usser one, otherwise, right, we wouldn't have much fun, right? We have three pieces of meat together, one of them we know is Usser, and now you look at them and you see that, right, it's not, when you read the Shulchan Aruch, it's like, yeah, you have three hamburgers, right, two are in equal size. Right, comes the Shach and says, well, let's say they're not equal size. Let's say, you know, it's possible that the Usser one is bigger than the Mutter ones.
And it's not Min B'Mino.
But it's all the Vela meat. You can't tell the difference between them.
It might be a little healthy.
The taste is the same.
Yeah, some people make different shapes.
The cost was the same.
Wow.
Right? So if you take a look at the... So then there's a question. So the Shach seems to... The Shach is mattering something. Right? How much is he mattering? So take a look at the... Do you have the Gilyon Maharsha?
Yeah,
it's on the right side.
So Gilyon Maharsha says, let me tell you what the it's unclear what the Shach means. But Kavanas HaShach Nechleku. Sham.
Yeah, what is the
Bahanach Trei Shehem Ketanim?
Bahanach.
It's a longer one. It's probably.
Batel Kumba Barov.
Bahanach Trei. There it is. Tess.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Bahanach Trei.
Opposite Kuf Tess.
Tess is small.
In the Pesachei Shuvah.
Right. So he says, "B'kavanas Hashach nechleku." Right. There's a dispute about what the Shach actually meant. Imratzalomar gam shebeis haktanim b'tzirufim. Is it possible that maybe he even meant that, let's say you have the two that are smaller, let's say even if you add the two of them together, it's going to come out to what? It's going to come out to less than the big one, right? Do you say, right, came in the train because there's two batel chada, that one could be batel in it, the Yisura. Oh, dafka shevetziruf him gedolim mea iser gam chad bechad im aheter gadol madina, right? Or is it dafka the other way around? Or is it dafka that only if you'll never have one that's going to be larger than the other two, right? He wants to make sure it's not. Are we even going to matter this if it's possible that the rove is going to be nevela? Right, that's the case.
It's just a simple question: whether it's the number of pieces or the absolute volume or weight or whatever other piece.
Well, no, because I think there's a significant question. I mean, if you're going to allow a case where the two small ones end up being smaller than the big one, right? You are conceivably allowing a case where the rove is going to be treif. The rove is nevela, right? So it's possible that the Maharsha is going to say, "Oh, that we're not going to allow. That's too much, because that's not actually a rove, right?" So now, is it the rove of the numbers, or is it conceivably the rove of the weight, right? So which one is it? So he leaves it as a question. But it seems what the Shach is permitting, though, is that it doesn't have to be a two-thirds majority. It's not requiring two-thirds, right? But require, even if it's a rope, it's considered to be okay. So before one goes into, for the second half of the Shulchan Aruch about how you eat it, so let's go back to the Beis Yosef to see the various Rishonim on that.
He doesn't give an example, but if you had 51 burgers, mm-hmm. that would cost you 49 that weren't. They would be okay. All the same size.
If you knew that, right?
Right, roll, but it's much less.
Right. So how does that work? So before we get into this, why is it that we're following the rule? Where do we get that from?
Achirav
Mahashas. Very good. So what's that? What?
It's a very strange analogy.
It's a little right. What's Achirav Mahashas? So that's the pasuk telling you that when you have a beis din, right, you follow the majority, right? So they said, in a way, this is a clue. I mean, the Gemara points out that there's two different types of roves. There's always two types of roves. So they call it ruva de isa kaman, but they call it ruva de leisa kaman. Right. We'll see how these minchamar shirim go on this nuances of halacha. See if
would anyone actually eat it though? That
49% is so, I don't know. The Shulchan Aruch is saying, "Well, we'll see. We'll see what the Shulchan Aruch says to do." So Ruv the Isa Kaman mean Ruv the Leisa Kaman is mean Rove people, a Rove in nature, right? You have a Rove of Rove people that are pregnant end up giving birth, right? And Rove rove of the times that a woman has relations, it's with her husband, right? So you can assume that the child is really the father's child, right? So that is what we call ruva de lisa kaman. There's no finite number that we're judging. Then it's what we call ruva de isa kaman. Ruva de isa kaman is when all the cases are in front of you, and you just have to figure out what the rove, what the majority is, right? So the base thing is a case of ruva de isa kaman, and this is also a case of ruva de isa kaman. So that parallel seems to be there, right? So you have to go a little bit further, though, because when you have a majority, right, you have a majority vote. So what happens, right, Barack Obama won the election over Mitt Romney, right? So does that mean that now the 49% who voted against Barack Obama are now all of a sudden Barack Obama supporters? Well, I mean, you know, it's unclear, right? You know, you're not going to say that their vote is nullified, meaning it, I think it's, you know, probably Barack Obama recognizes that 49% of the country voted against him, right? And that's okay, something that you should keep in mind. Okay, so the in Halakha, the Gemara points out, or the Gemara seems to point out, and the Achronim build upon it, right? In Halakha, we don't assume that way. In Halakha, when you have a vote within Beis Din, right? So you have a 2-1 vote, or a 5-2 vote, five, you know, whatever the vote is, right? So after it's done, we don't poll the judges, right? There's no dissenting opinion in Halakha, right? I think it's considered Lashon Hara, I think the Gemara says. If you say, like, I wasn't...
I don't agree with it.
If you're on the, you don't know which Dayan held which way at the end of the day, right? So why is that? So that's based on this idea. Achiram lahatu is that the rove actually swallows up the non-rove part of it, right? So too that's what sort of Chaim Soloveitchik says. The same thing is going to be by this as well, that the rove actually swallows up the non-rove, sounding like it makes it, it turns the nevela into heter. It seems to be what we're doing. By the way, that's one of the rayos, that it could be a larger, it could be a slimmer majority than just 2 out of 3, right? Because, but the dinim, if you have a beis of 23, so you'll kill someone on the 13-10 vote. Now, you won't kill them on a 12-11 vote, right? But you will kill them on a 13-10 vote. So you see, at least it's certainly a smaller majority is required than just 66%.
Okay, I'm not sure I lost you on the last point about killing at 11-12.
By Sanhedrin, in order to kill somebody, you need a base of 23, right? Uh-huh. And you need to win by majority. So you don't need a 2 out of 3 majority. You need a 13-10 is the smallest majority you can have. You need to win by at least 2, right?
Okay.
So if we take a look at the bottom section of the Beis Yosef, where it says Mutar la'adam echad lechol kulam biyachad. Right, that you could have one person. Right, so now you have 3 pieces of meat. You know one of them wasn't kosher, and we're going to say that they're all kosher, right? We're going to allow you to eat it. So, are there any restrictions on how you eat it? So the Rush writes, even though he knows he's going to be eating Isser meat. And it's also mutter to eat each one individually, right? So the Rush says no restrictions, right? It's now kosher meat. You now have 3 pieces of meat. You can eat them together. You can eat them separately. Even though you know you're going to be eating something which is biologically not kosher meat, doesn't matter, right? It's now kosher. King Kusav Harush Besov Perik Yid Anasha Dafagat. And even though in Perikat Aruvus it seems to say otherwise. We're going to Matarith. Okay, that's all the Rush until you get to the Rashba, which is the 4th wide line down. If you take a look, so the Rashba continues on about Harashba Tsarich, the fourth very wide line. Okay. Yes, about Harashba Tsarich Liachlam Achas. The Rashba says no, you shouldn't eat them all together. You should eat them one by one. Why? Sharei kasav, right? Chaticha shel nevela she'ena ruyul hischavish and hisarva ba'acheros yavish b'yavish b'telim. Right? If you have this case, this case is going to be batal. Right? Afilu echad mitoch shnayim. Afilu iser shel divrei meinkan. It's not even iser derabanan. Ve'ikilu b'davar zeh. Why we're makil on this? Why? L'fi shekol echad omei ba'atzmo. because each one, when standing by itself, right, ve'ochel kol echad b'fnei atzmo, and therefore you could eat each one by itself. I mean, the Rashi says, why are we matering it? Well, because we're matering it, but you're not going to be able to aser it. Right? You're going to hold up this piece of meat and say, hey, tell me, Rabbi, is this meat kosher? Well, where did you find this meat? Well, it was. This is the story. Well, you can give me that meat. That meat is kosher. Well, what about this meat? Are you going to tell me about this meat? Right? The Rabbi's going to say, that one's kosher. And the third one also. That one's going to be kosher. Okay, so each one by itself is kosher. Says the Rashba, well, that's how you're going to have to eat it, though. You're only going to be allowed to eat it, each one by itself. It's going to put them all together, so then you're for sure going to be eating, it doesn't work, right? But if you give me all three of them and say, hey, Rabbi, is there a non-kosher piece of meat in here? So I'd have to say yes. Right, v'kevan sheni spatel barov dvar Torah ve'ein kan iser shel Torah kishe ochel ha'echad ani omer shel heter v'chein b'chol echad ve'echad v'afilu ba'achar ani omer ma'ashen echad rishon hu ayashel. So I can say the first one I ate was iser for halach lo v'zeh shel heter hu ma'ashen kim b'dvarim ha'nivlolim l'fichach eino ochlen kuhan ka'achad v'im l'vashon ka'echad. Right, therefore we shouldn't eat them all together and we shouldn't cook them together ad kan l'shona. So that's the Rashba is a little bit more machmer than the Rush. He says you can eat all three and the same person can eat all three, but you shouldn't eat them all together. Okay?
Can you say that, according to the first opinion, that as soon as the tarugos is there, the psak is that the treif piece of meat loses its identity, it's no longer treif?
That's what the Rush says.
That would be the Rush.
Right.
It's just that, halachically, there is no more treif meat.
Right. The Rashba would agree to that, probably, on the level of the Reza. I mean, what the Rashba is doing is probably chum in the Rabbanim. Right? But he's saying, what the lumdus is that, well, it's probably a dinzer Rabbanim, but he's saying, here, there's this chumra you should take.
But if he's eating three consecutively, he knows that one of them is not. Is going to be the non-kosher one.
Right, but I asked Shiloh's one by one.
And you couldn't put them into a stew. You could not put them into a stew.
Right, you couldn't put them into the stew. And we're going to see anyways you can't really put them into the stew, because that turns it into a teruvah slach
blach. Which you've already passed.
Right, so we'll see. So we'll have to see. We'll have to figure that out. That's next week's. The smag kasav, and the third opinion, right? Yesh lahachmir shelo la'achlan adam echad, that one person shouldn't eat all of them. Shenimsa she'ochel bevalei isvus, he's going to find that he's eating one iser. V'hum edivri atosos v'perkid amasha. Right, the Rush certainly holds its mutter. Shrei iser nisbata was iser's God. Being kind iser klal, hilchachafil achlan adam echad shari. Therefore, to feed them to one person would be mutter. Okay, so that those are the three opinions. Now there is a fourth opinion, which is going to become more relevant, which we'll cover more next week, and that is the opinion of Rashi. Rashi says you have to take one out. And we'll see what his makor is. Right, the Rashi they take one out, and that we'll call that the usher one.
Is that
a knas? Knas. It's not saying knas. Knas, he didn't do anything.
Because he didn't know which one it is.
It's a way of avoiding this problem. But if you eat all of them, you know you ate them.
Right, but yet, you're taking out a miyot. I mean, if you really kind of going against the principle of rov.
Right, but you know that you didn't eat all of them, so. You might be okay.
It just increases the doubt.
I mean, the question is whether it was really bottle or it's just. Well,
these are probably all Dini Durban.
It's really bottle.
They're probably all Dini Durban. There are.
So these are this is Lachat Chiva. This.
What do you mean Lachat Chiva?
Know something fell in. I mean, it's not as if like there's a big financial loss or there's a big party and you need to be.
Right, but it's a bidyevit case.
You're not allowed to put it in.
You're not allowed to go to Giant, collect three pieces of meat and throw them all together and
hope for the best.
And not even hope for the best. Right, the whole case is a dibdi okay,
okay.
Right. So now we go back. If we go back to the Shulchan Aruch itself, so now we understand what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about in the second half of the sif. right? After that Rama, where he quotes the Rashi and the Ramban, the Ramban Sefer HaTrumos, so he goes on to say, Chad betray batel. If you have one and two, it's going to be, I'm reading it again, right? One and two is going to be batel. Right, umutul yachlan adam echad. You're allowed to eat each one kol achas bifnei atzmo. Each one by itself. Aval lo yachol shloshes yachad. You shouldn't eat them all together. What's he saying? Who's he quoting there? So he's quoting the Rashba. He's quoting the Rashba against the Rush. Right, he's clearly passing against the Rush. The yesh misha oser, and then there are those that come and aser liachol adam echad afilu zeachar zeh, one after another, and who is that? So that, of course, if you look in the Be'er HaGolah, it's the smag b'divrei HaTosfos, right? The smag in the name of Tosfos. So comes the Rama and says, v'chein yesh linhog lechatchila, right? We have a minhag lechatchila yesh machmirim. And that is the minhag lechatchila. What's the minhag lechatchila? Right, sounds like he's holding like that Sefer HaTrumos, right? That you divide it up, you divvy it up, so that nobody you can label as eating the vela. Right, v'yesh machmirim, and there are those that are machmir lahashlich echad olitin lovik uchavim, to throw it away or to give it to a non-Jew. V'eino el chumra ba'alma. What is that? That's a chumra, right? So who's he quoting? He's quoting the Shari Tubashim Maharam. V'Rashi, Vavos Kochavim Daf Ayin Dalan Amadav, right? So he's quoting Rashi, this idea of throwing one away. And that's a chumra ba'alma. V'chol zeh kishenis ariv b'mina. Now keep in mind, this is all when it's with its own, within its own min. V'ashar lo b'mino v'ein makiru. Let's say it's not its own type, but yet you can't notice it. Afil yavish b'yavish tzarech shishin. You're still going to acquire 60. Right, why are you going to require 60? Because once you mix it all together, what are you going to have? You're going to have tam iser. Right, you can have tam iser. Once you talk about something having having min be'eino mino, so then what's your fear? Your fear is no longer rove. Your fear is now tam ki iker. Right, so now you're going to have the taste of the iser, and then you're going to have a problem. Be'ein chilek b'chol ze bein. We'll see, later on, a couple years from now, right, in this Arvu Kalim Biyacha. What happens in the case of various Kalim that go together? Okay, so that is the case of Yavish B'Yavish. In my illustrious career in the rabbinate, I think I've yet to get a Yavish B'Yavish Shaila. But at least in Kalim, I think I've gotten. Kalim is a more common scenario, but that's a shot. It's Yishlo Matira maybe, but you can write that. That's a little bit of a question. But in terms of these issues, so I've yet to at least notice an issue. But it seems like, you know, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah seem to pass him like at most like that Tosfos, that maybe one person shouldn't eat at all. But it all remains permissible. And then there's the Chumra Rashi of sending one away. Okay, so the idea of mixing it together. So,
a little early, because I just didn't get on to preparing that second piece.
Right on. That's fine. Yeah.